One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Margaret, her grandmother, and Margaret's boyfriend in the library.
I got a friend with me, Grandmother, Harold Hooper.
Oh, how nice. Hello, Harold.
Oh.
Is Uncle Cliff in? We came by to see if we could borrow his car.
Aren't you a little young to drive, Harold?
Oh, he told me he had driven every kind of a car there is almost. Why, he named some I never even heard of before.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. When acid indigestion threatens to cause discomfort, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers real relief from acid indigestion. You see, Alka-Seltzer contains an alkalizer that acts to reduce excess gastric acidity, to soothe and settle your acid-upset stomach, and fast, because Alka-Seltzer is a bubbling, refreshing solution that goes to work in a soothing, pleasant way to help relieve acid-upset stomach. Yes, for fast relief of acid indigestion, never be without Alka-Seltzer. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Chapter 13, Book 83. A cold winter wind is whipping in from the ocean this afternoon in San Francisco. On the second floor of the Barber family home, Clifford is in his room, sitting at his newly purchased desk. A large book, conveyancing of real property, lies before him. It is open to page 1, but his eyes are not on it. He is gazing pensively out the window. The bare branches of the trees are fitfully tossing. A melancholy time of day, the afternoon fast giving way to a wintry darkness. Downstairs in the library, Fanny is alone before the fire. She's wondering if Henry will be late getting home from the real estate office, which Clifford has now apparently forsaken. Her contemplative mood is broken by the slam of the front door.
Grandmother!
Margaret!
Uh-huh?
I'm in the library, dear.
Okay. Come on, Harold.
What?
Hello, Grandmother. I got a friend with me.
Oh, how nice.
Harold, this is my grandmother. Harold Hooper, Grandmother.
Hello, Harold.
Well?
Won't you sit down?
Well, we're in a hurry, Grandmother. We came by here on our way from school to see Uncle Cliff. Is he home?
He's up in his room studying.
Be all right if I went up? I want to ask him something.
Why, I think so.
Harold said he would drive me over to Geraldine's. That is, if Uncle Cliff will lend us his car. He kind of promised me that if I could find a boy... Well, I mean, Harold is crazy about automobiles, and he saw me riding in Uncle Cliff's new Bernadotte yesterday, and, well, he said he'd take me to this Coke sesh at Geraldine's this afternoon if he could drive me in it.
Oh, aren't you pretty young to be driving, Harold?
Oh, he's driven every kind of a car there is, almost. Walking over here, he was telling me all the makes he's driven, some of them I've never even heard of. What were the names of them, Harold?
Which, the foreign ones?
Uh-huh. You see, Grandmother, he keeps a list of every car he drives, and he's driven more different makes than anybody in school. That's why he's so anxious to drive the new Bernadotte. What did you say that would be, Harold?
Exclusive. None of the guys got a Bernadotte on their list.
I see. Well, you'd better talk it over with your Uncle Clifford, Margaret.
Yeah, I'll go right up. We've got to hurry. Excuse me, Harold.
Okay.
Wouldn't you like to sit down, Harold?
No, ma'am.
Awfully windy out today, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you live here in Seacliff?
No, ma'am. I live on the other side of Geary.
Oh. Well, where did Margaret say you were going?
Some Coke sesh.
In the world is that? I thought I had misunderstood Margaret when she said it. Coke sesh?
Just sit around and have a bottle of Coke, that's all. Only reason I'm going is to drive the Bernie.
The Bernie? Oh, yes. Clifford's Bernadotte. It's a beautiful car, isn't it?
Got racier lines than any of them.
Yes. Are you sure you wouldn't like to sit down?
No, ma'am.
Have you known Margaret for some time?
No, ma'am.
Well, are you planning to go on to college when you finish high school?
No, ma'am. I'm going to enlist as soon as I'm old enough.
Oh.
Going to drive a tank.
Well, I should think that would be interesting.
He's in the library, Uncle Cliff.
Oh, here comes Margaret.
Well, everything's all set, Harold. This is my Uncle Clifford.
Hi, Harold.
Mr. Hooper, Mr. Barber.
Margaret tells me you're an expert driver, so I said it'd be okay if you took my car.
Oh, thanks.
I promised we would just drive to Geraldine's and have a Coke and come right back.
How far is it, Margaret?
6 blocks each way. We'll only be gone about a half an hour altogether.
You want me to back it out of the driveway, Harold?
Oh, no, I can do it.
Sure, you understand that shift. It's kind of tricky till you get onto it.
I've driven a lot of foreign cars. I know how it works.
Well, okay.
We'll be awfully careful, Uncle Cliff.
Oh, sure you will. Well, here's the key, Harold.
Okay.
Oh, thanks a million, Uncle Cliff.
Glad to do it, honey.
Well, goodbye, Grandmother.
Goodbye, dear.
I'll see you when we come back. Come on, Harold.
Yeah. Well, glad to have met you.
Goodbye, Harold.
Good luck.
Bye.
Oh, brother.
Isn't he awfully young to be driving, Clifford?
I don't know, but what was I going to do? Poor Margaret would have been brokenhearted if I hadn't let him take the car. Kid would have walked out on her if I hadn't come through. And she's had a terrible time trying to land the boy. Apparently, the only way she got Harold was by using my car as bait.
I'm afraid Hazel would put out if she knew Margaret had asked for your automobile.
Well, it's not her fault. I promised her she could have it if she found a boy who could drive. Oh, well, there they go. Got it out in the street anyway. We'll hold our breath from here on.
I don't think you should let her do this again, Clifford. It isn't wise for such young people to be out in cars.
I know. I'll have to have a talk with her about it. She'll understand. But it'll be worth the worry. She's finally landed somebody to take her out. I'm getting pretty tired of squiring her around to these high school games and things.
You've been perfectly wonderful to her, Clifford. It's so generous and thoughtful of you.
Oh, what the heck, doesn't hurt me. It's helped to pull her out of the doldrums. I know what they are. I've been in them myself. Well, I suppose I should go back up and dig into those books.
Did you get a lot of studying done?
Well, a little. Hey, you know something, Mom?
Hmm?
I got looking around my room at all those volumes on real estate and that stuff, and I've been wondering if I'm not missing out on a good bet. If I'm going to go through all those books, why should I stop at real estate? I mean, when I've read all of them, I'll have a darn good foundation in law. Why not go on from there and become a lawyer like Jack?
I think that would be fine, Clifford.
A lot of good attorneys have learned at home.
Of course.
I could get Jack to help me. Maybe a little later I could start a correspondence course, huh?
Well, you could even go back to university if you wanted to.
Oh, no, I'd feel silly doing that. I'm too old to be around all those kids going to college. Besides, if I really hit the ball, I could probably get through a law course a lot faster studying by correspondence at home.
I'm sure you could.
Well, I think that's been my whole trouble. I've got no profession. Even if you don't practice law, a legal education fits you for almost anything. As a matter of fact, it'd be great for the real estate business if I ever felt I wanted to get back into that at any time.
Have you definitely told your father that you're not going back to the office?
No, not definitely, but with this law thing in mind, I think I will.
Why don't you talk it over with him when he gets home?
Yeah. Be kind of nice to be a barrister. Maybe Jack and I could go into partners and open up a law office together. He's getting sick of being a wage slave for Judge Hunter anyway. It'd be good for him to be in for himself. I'm going to... It sounded like the back door. Oh, who was that?
Yeah.
Why, it's your father. He's actually home early for once. Henry?
Coming, Henry.
Well, we'll have dinner on time this evening.
Hi, Dad.
Clifford, my boy.
Henry, dear, how nice to have you home at a reasonable hour.
Yeah, yeah. How are you, Fanny?
Oh, here, Dad, I've got your chair.
Oh, no. Sister. This will do nicely.
You look tired. Is that why you came home?
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't a great deal to do, so I left Emma to close up this evening.
Well, I must go and tell Mrs. Kettleman that we'll have an earlier dinner tonight. She'll be happy to hear that, I know.
Yeah. Clifford.
Yes, Dad?
I have your paycheck here. I made it out this afternoon. Your week was up today. Here you are. $75.
Yeah, but I haven't worked a full week, Dad. I haven't been to the office,
yes,
so...
Yes, I'm aware of that. However, I'll continue with your salary, for the time being at least, until you come to some decision about going back. I had a long talk with Emmett Harper today about you, and I think we can reconcile your differences, so... You need have no qualms about putting in an appearance down there.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad, but I've made up my mind, I think. I'm not going back there.
Huh?
So, in that case, I'll just tear this check up. I don't want something for nothing.
Then you've definitely decided to give up the real estate business?
For now, I think so. I I've just been talking to Mom about an idea I've got. I think the wise thing for me to do would be to study law.
Oh, yes, yes.
Henry, you should come home at this time every evening. Mrs. Kettleman is so pleased it'll do your heart good. She's all smiles.
Yes, she'll be back to her normal grimness presently, I imagine.
Henry, you're working too hard. You're cross.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go upstairs and take a bath before dinner. I think it may relax me.
Oh, dear. I don't know what we're going to do about your father, Clifford. He simply can't go on like this.
Yeah, does look awful tired. Gosh darn it, anyway. It puts me in a spot. I feel like I ought to be down there at the office, and yet old Harper's made it impossible for me to work with him. He's a...
Uncle Cliff!
What's the matter with Margaret? In here, honey.
Oh, Uncle Cliff, I just know you'll never forgive me.
Margaret, dear, what's happened?
Where's Harold?
He ran into a fire hydrant.
What?
Were you hurt, Margaret?
No, but the car is.
Well, where is the car?
Down 5 blocks. Harold was showing off driving with one hand, and he didn't see a car coming, so he swerved and hit the hydrant. And when he saw what he'd done, he jumped out and ran off and left me.
What in the world?
It isn't badly wrecked, Uncle Cliff. Just the fender and the light and the front tire's flat.
Sure. Well, don't you worry about it, honey. That's easily fixed. I'll go get the car.
Oh, it's just too much. The first boy I get turns out like this.
Well, the insurance will take care of it, and you can scratch Harold off your list.
That's the trouble. When I scratch him off, there's nobody left.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Alka-Seltzer, first, fast, and always. Friends, when you've had a busy, hectic day and you come home feeling tired out and work-weary, the thing to do is drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer and see how much better you feel. That's right. Always take Alka-Seltzer. Relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve 1 or 2 tablets in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution this makes. See how quickly and effectively Alka-Seltzer can relieve the tired, tense, aching muscles and headache. How its alkalizing properties actually help speed recovery from the fatigue itself. And listen, here's something else. To help you rest better and wake up feeling better, drink another glass of Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers real relief from that tense, tired feeling that follows a hectic day of hard work. Try it, won't you? Alka-Seltzer, when you come home from a work-weary day, and also before you go to bed. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Here's the family again.
Uncle Cliff, you won't tell Mom about this, will you?
Of course not. This is just between you and me.
Well, I don't think she'd approve of my using your car as a lure. After this, I'll just have to depend on myself, I guess. Dear, how hopeless life seems. It was just such a short while ago that everything looked so bright.
Don't take chances. Don't guess that you and your family get enough of the essential vitamins. Make sure they do by seeing that each member takes 1-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. You can't keep feeling your best nor looking your best unless you get enough essential vitamins. 1-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against a lack of any or all of the known essential vitamins. Ask for and insist on getting the vitamins with the big one on the blue package. 1 Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford has 2 dates at once. Chapter 14, Book 83. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.